This week is a huge week at Arrowhead Stadium. Now, the obvious is the Chiefs are trying to get a seventh consecutive victory, and they entertain the uber-competitive quarterback, Philip Rivers, and the San Diego Chargers. But it's also the Chiefs' salute to service game. Normally held in November, just because of the schedule this year, the Chiefs are having it this week. One of the things I really like about the Chiefs organization is how they reach out to the military, whether it's the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, or the great National Guard units throughout the Chiefs kingdom. But this week, it's also the Toys for Tots week. Now, I like double meanings of things. The 50-yard line is painted gold all throughout the NFL season, and we know why. It's the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl. But this week at Arrowhead, that may have a double meaning, because it's the 50th consecutive year the United States Marine Corps has joined the Kansas City Chiefs in their incredible Toys for Tots program, where you can bring toys or donations to help those children who are in need, especially during the holidays. Another thing that I really like about the Chiefs throughout the years is how they emphasize community service with their players. Some of the most outstanding foundations you'll find in the country include the Kansas City Chiefs players, the Alex Smith Foundation, Derek Johnson's Defend the Dream Foundation, and Will Shields, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. His Will to Succeed Foundation was started when Will was the best right guard in the NFL for the Chiefs. But after he retired, it's continued to flourish. It becomes a way of life for these players that they continue long after they're done playing in the NFL. This is a big game at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs need to beat the Chargers. But it's also the 50th consecutive year of the Toys for Tots program between the Marine Corps and the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's the salute to service to all of our servicemen and women, the veterans who have served in the past, those currently serving, and to encourage those who will serve in the future. But it's also a celebration of this organization and its commitment to giving to others.